it certainly is a time of the year when musing is considered an acceptable state of mind. Most pause in a celebratory mood focused on family and friends, wondering if the past year has been a successful time for all, and usually feeling some optimism going into the next one. Remarkably, it's a prevalent feeling, existing with those in a secure environment and those who choose or not to make everyday life an adventure. Musing around the kitchen table with people near, all have no hesitation in expressing some blessing in knowing we reside within the grace of Mother Nature's favorite part of the vineyard. 'Tis the season to count those blessings. One never tires or grows weary of being aware of the pleasure in residing in this territory, waking up most times to common sense. It's a blessing. Of course, many, okay, most, okay, all of my sourdough and First Nation friends would remind me that the view has always been there. Another blessing. Established by the Canadian Parliament, an act to provide for the government of the Yukon Territory was invoked in 1897. However, the territory was discovered and recognized by many First Nations for thousands of years prior to that parliamentary proclamation. Gold under the midnight sun brought the infamy and recognition. But that boisterous, short-lived event was preceded for decades with the arrival of whale hunters, fur traders, and those seeking new horizons on behest of Hudson Bay Company or the Northwest Fur Company. Still, some debate as to that blessing, but the event did establish a sense of adventure, which remains today a blessing. Included during the Yuletide, the winter solstice is the day where the shortest time between the sun rising and the sun setting. It happens on December 21 or 22nd. To pagans, this meant that the winter was over. Spring was coming. They had a festival to celebrate it and worship the sun for winning over the darkness of winter. Of course, in our territory, the lengthening of the day doesn't enter the conversation for some time yet. Also celebrated are some other festivals that are held in late December. Hanukkah is celebrated of those of Jewish faith, and the festival of Kwanzaa is celebrated by African Americans. A common theme that prevails is how many holidays enjoyed are blamed on pagan customs and rituals. A person can visualize it, the advisor to the religion trying to make its mark, saying, "Yo, boss, everybody enjoys a festive party atmosphere, so what the hey, let it be." And they, the celebrations, became a cornerstone in the calendar and in the religious practices of the day. The first recorded date of Christmas being celebrated on December 25th was in 336. That's during the time of the Roman Emperor Constantine. He was the first Christian Roman Emperor. Meaning there have been over 2,000 years of seasonal hail, good cheer, ingrained in belief and myth. This peaceable, in its intent, holiday, recognized by Christians and non-Christians with equal fervor, is perhaps the only time of the year when this does occur, to mankind's detriment. Well, from my home to yours, Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. On the trail, keep waving. Scott Ross for Shone FM.